Hello. Hello and good morning, Wisconsin. Hello, Melissa, you there?
Yep.
Hey, Melissa, how are you?
I'm here.
Okay, good, good, good. I'm glad you're here because I'm not getting anything from the board. I'm not getting any sound or anything like that from the board here. I have no intro music. At least it's not playing, I don't think. I hit it, but I don't think it's playing.
I don't believe so.
No, Melissa is not here.
I was listening to the stream. I was hearing the news, and then suddenly you were talking in my ears.
Yeah, yeah, that happens. That happens. You know, and thankfully we're on the air, and it happened.
Right.
If it happens in your day to day life, that's a little more crazy.
If you ever hear James in your head, please call.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, there's got to be a number you can call. We'll find it. We'll find that number. There's got to be. But good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. Thank you so much for joining us here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got James, Melissa. Seth will be with us in a moment. Oh.
Hey, I'm hearing something.
Yeah, because Seth is just a mastermind on this board.
He just fixes everything.
Yeah, yeah. We're having some troubles here in Central Wisconsin, you know? We're not the
it's
only
been
ones.
It's been a rough night.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're just turning the music off, brother. We understand that our community has been hit hard, like a lot of communities here in Wisconsin today. So we're here for you. We're thinking of you, and we're here to help in any way we can. So please feel free to email us because our phones are down. But you can email our staff if you have any information to get to us that we need. We can get out to the airwaves. That's why we're here, everybody. Get us. Reach out to any of our staff. You can reach me, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us, melissa.k@civicmedia.us. Similar.
K-A-Y-E.
Yes. And make sure to reach out to us if you need be. Okay? We're here for you guys. As much as we can be.
As much as we can be.
You can also direct message us through our Facebook pages.
Yes. I got a message, Brittany, back calling in, but says the line is busy. I'm sorry, Britt.
The phone is broken right now.
To be fair, the day you know, of all the days, I don't know if we necessarily needed a forecast told to us. No,
well,
we do.
I
we
mean,
do
oh, yeah.
actually.
She,
we
had,
really do actually.
We have
yeah.
lots of good updates. She sent me a couple storm spotter things, which I included, which you just heard in the news.
Mm-hmm.
Of over 60, I believe the report was 63 miles per hour at like 7:30 last night. At Alexander Field. Woo. So wind gusts were strong.
We had the power go out at my folks' house last night. I know a lot of people had that. It was a very long night. I'll be honest with you, I did not sleep last night.
Right.
Period.
Makes sense.
I just didn't. And it's been a long morning. We were not able to get our sunrise show going on WIRI, of course. Mm-hmm. We're working on this, and I know that we will get things going soon because we have the best engineers in the business, and we have some amazing minds. When the owner of your company knows just about every single thing you could need to know about this industry when it
right.
comes to the tech side,
yep.
the well, you're in good hands. But we also understand not everybody might be in that situation. So again, please feel to reach out to us. Our
yep.
phones are down, but you can reach us by email, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Reach out to any of us that way.
Yeah.
Otherwise, show must go on.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do.
Keep moving.
Yeah.
Keep moving.
Yeah. We have the El Cafe.
We try to bring you some sunshine this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Through your radio.
Got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up for you a little bit later. We will also get into some other fun stuff. We have our friends from Quality Plus Printing who would normally join us with our phones down. I don't know if they'll be able to.
Yeah.
So I'm going to, during the break, talk to Phil and text with him back and forth, and we'll try to figure that out from there. If they're not able to join us, be sure to stop by Quality Plus Printing. They get your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll talk more about them a little bit later. We've got plenty to get to. We got our schedule. We'll talk about local good events going on today. Hopefully are going on today. If you know of an event, say we all know that what's tonight, everybody. It's a Wednesday night
mm-hmm.
over at the Elks Lodge.
Yeah.
It's bingo. We know that. If they were not to be hosting it tonight or something, let us know.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear from you all.
Exactly.
And we want to know how your night was too and everything. So again, was up all night, come in today with the chaos. But yesterday I had a class to do, and we are in a really intense time mm-hmm. with teaching. We've only got a couple classes left of this semester. And to be honest with everybody, These are some of the last classes I'm going to teach.
Okay.
I've got one class I'll be doing on Sundays, but this is my last semester with the school. So I've been putting a lot into it, and I've been really wanting to leave with everything on, left on the field and make sure that I can walk away with my head held high.
Yep.
So I've been very focused on class, even more than usual. And I got my headphones on, and I had the volume up a bit because I don't have the greatest hearing. And I take my headphones off around 7:45 just to check on my folks,
because
I hear Sam making a bunch of noise. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, there was tornado warnings. You didn't hear that? You didn't know? You didn't? Like, I didn't know. And I look outside, and it's just, Armageddon, and there's cows flying, and it was crazy.
Whoa.
It was crazy. All right.
Suddenly
like
you Twister. Were in Kansas?
Okay, that actually may have been an episode, a scene from Twister. I apologize.
Yeah.
but I may be over-exaggerating a little bit. But still. It was hectic. It was crazy. And don't teach a class when there might be a thunderstorm.
Or
at least don't have your headphones on as loud
severe weather, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One ear, James. You got to leave one ear open. Mm-hmm.
I hope the night was all right for you guys and it went well.
Mm-hmm. There was a tornado or at least there's a lot of damage in Unity this morning. The streets have a lot of trees down. Mm. The sirens did go off here, but we didn't see anything too much. I haven't driven around town yet to see what's going on, but I think we're okay.
Yeah, good.
Power flickered, but that's about it.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And we're thinking of those areas, certainly hoping those areas are going to be all right.
Yep.
We're thinking them. And please, again, reach out to us if we can be of any service. We can help at
all. Get anything out there for you.
Yeah. I'm curious about this next story, guys, that we're going to go. Because, again, on with the show must go on. Mm-hmm. Idaho man juggles blindfolded for over an hour.
Whoa.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is
not
pretty
bad.
Good.
That hand. Hand coordination.
No eye involved.
Nice. Serial record breaker David Rush returned to his roots by recapturing his first ever Guinness World Record title, longest duration juggling three objects blindfolded. Rush has since broken over 250 records. He might as well be a cast member on the show here and everything, as much as we've mentioned him.
It's true, yeah.
The record-breaking enthusiast has returned to the record on three occasions to increase his time, most recently managing to juggle for 32 minutes, 7 seconds in 2021.
Okay.
Wow.
He lost that record to an Australian man, but then has just recently gained it back.
Right.
So what I'm really curious about with Mr. Rush here, and I would love to interview him. I really would. I'd love to have him on a show or something like that, even on Director's Cut or something like that. My first handful of questions are all about how do you decide which records?
Right.
How much time do you take on these? And how do you make a living?
That was my question.
Yes.
How do you do that?
Do for money.
Yeah, exactly.
See,
there's no money involved in these records.
No.
I would feel like it would be too rude to lead off the gate with that question. I'd have some pre-questions beforehand.
Slip that one in.
Yeah. Because I don't like asking. I would never ask somebody that question, honestly. I've never asked somebody how much they make.
How much money do you make?
Yeah. But this one, I gotta know. Are you a trust fund baby? I mean, what is it? Are you making a living doing this?
Is there this secret pool of prize money that we don't know about? And only a certain few people hey, I'm going to make my living doing this. All right.
Maybe he has a sponsor.
See, now that would be interesting.
Yeah. Now, he's getting pretty famous, so maybe there would be a few companies that would want to hitch their wagon to him. Mm-hmm. So who knows?
Well, and the way marketing works and advertising. Nicely done.
Hey.
The way that marketing works and advertising and everything, you would think that somebody would have attached Subway or something like that.
Yeah,
just attached themselves to this.
We need to watch videos of him doing this. Is he wearing something
that's a good question.
Decals on his shirt or
and you'd think there'd be plenty
the
of videos yeah of him.
Every video we've played of his, he's usually in just a plain shirt, unless there was one where he had to take shirts off as he was catching something.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Land's End.
Yeah, there you go.
That it's Land's End because they don't have like obvious decals on their shirts.
Right.
Or, you know, North Face, it's usually just on the shoulder.
That's true.
And it's a pretty simple logo.
Get away with that.
Something. I don't know. I do have a feeling that this is not going to be a one that he's going to be challenging, though.
No.
A daredevil risked his life and arrest when he walked a tightrope suspended between a pair of graffiti-covered skyscrapers in downtown Los Angeles.
Whoa!
Story is actually being brought to you by my old friend Will, who lives out in San Francisco. He sent me this story, and he's like, "Did you talk about this? You got to talk about this." And I thought it was a Wisconsin story at first because he was so adamant that we needed to talk about it.
Okay.
And then I look at the story, I'm like, "Well, wait a minute. There's no sky. Wait, what?" Yeah, no. Ben Scheider, 28, aka Reckless Ben.
Boy,
on YouTube.
How much do you want to bet he gave himself that nickname?
Yeah. And he thought a long time on it.
He sure did.
Posted a clip showing him walking the tightrope suspended between the two skyscrapers at Oceanwide Plaza, a vacant development that has become known as the Graffiti Towers due to the artwork covering the buildings.
Jeez.
It was scary. I was looking down. When you get scared, you start to shake and shake, and the line shakes, and then you might fall off. So I didn't want to fall. You just have to calm your mind, he said to a reporter at WABC-TV. Scheider said he and his friends used distraction techniques to gain access to the buildings. Let's see here. So he had a safety harness and a number of things. Police said that they are investigating the incident, but was not clear if Scheider would face any charges. Now, what I told you before was a Guinness World Record being broken in a safe matter, in a way that, you know, the Guinness people know about this and all that. This guy is doing something that he didn't authorize.
Nope.
No. He will get some kind of fine. There's no way he's skating by this.
Trespassing, maybe, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this is the story going good. This is the best scenario for this story. The worst case scenario, I don't have to explain to everybody, but we don't know where he lands, what he lands on, what public services
Who
are going to be needed.
Injured?
Yeah.
How many people had to show up? How many police officers, at least 3 to 4 that I can, from what I can tell from the previous article, had to come and babysit this situation when God knows, well, I'm sure there's no crime in Los Angeles.
Not
so
a
I'm sure
no,
that they
fine.
Were.
Nothing else is going on.
This is the opposite of the fun Guinness record breaking stuff and everything.
He's dumb.
He's just doing it for 5 seconds of fame on the internet.
Yeah. The tightrope thing, I have no issue with that. Like people doing tightrope walking and everything. I wouldn't say I admire it, but I understand the art of it. It's a long standing art. It's been around longer than the three of us, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
A long time people were doing that back in the day. And there have always been the guys that push the boundaries as far as the escape artists and those things. No problem with any of that. It's not my thing, but no problem with it. It's when you start doing things like this where our public services or our law enforcement, any of those kind of things are being pulled from somewhere they need to be just so you can have some knucklehead moment online. Reckless, whatever your name is.
Reckless, dopey. That's just it. It's not just you. You're involving everybody when you do stupid things like this.
Yeah. And of all that, I mean, it's 1A, 1B for me here. 1A is certainly everything we just said. 1B is the lack of creativity and reckless Ben. It doesn't even like boisterous Ben or breaking records Ben or something that would roll with reckless Ben.
Reckless
really?
Ben.
That's what you and your team, or maybe just you. That this is the what you came up with.
Yeah,
you took
what
all,
his mom called him when he was a kid.
Oh, I love that idea.
Yes.
We have a Cora the Destroyer in our family, I think is far more inventive than Reckless Ben.
That's a cool name.
Bria heard my nickname when I was a little kid from my aunts this weekend, and she has not heard it before,
uh-oh,
and she has not let it go.
Oh, boy.
Oh?
Oh, boy.
And now you must share.
Oh, God, no. Oh, what?
You can't leave us hanging, James.
Yeah. Yeah, he can, actually.
Come on.
He can leave us hanging.
Jumping no. Jimmy John. We got to go. We got to go to break.
I love it.
Got to go to break.
You should have done that,
gonna,
dude.
Do you have sandwiches?
I'm gonna,
you should have done it.
Dang it. I'm going to jump to break. I mean, I'm just going to go to break. Darn it. We'll be back for more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It is time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you all to treat yourself. Head on over to 250... Oh, darn it. Timing's all off.
It's okay.
You know what? I want to do it all. We're going to start over.
Start over.
We're going to start the segment over. No. Head on over to El Cafe.
Back in time.
221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Head there. Wish him a good morning from all of us here at WFHR. And be sure to check out everybody over there in the Port Edwards area all around. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're just asking how people are doing, is fine. It is a good thing to be able to do today. And do that over at El Cafe. Wish him a good one from all of us. Head on over there, everybody. And feel free to... get us your birthdays and anniversaries.
You can email them to jay.bailoff@civicmedia.us.
Oh, yeah. There you go. I did some highly technical repair work on it.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
No, it didn't.
I just unplugged it and plugged it back in again. It didn't work.
Hey, so. That's always step one.
Did you try plugging it out and plugging it back in? Hey, all these years, I've been joking about Morse code and smoke signals, huh? Who's right maybe, now?
That's
now
true. Now the phone lines are down.
Now you're wishing you learned the flag thing.
Although the red lights did stop flashing, so I don't know if that means anything.
Maybe it's rebooting. Give it
Yeah, well, maybe it will be coming back. We'll see.
Maybe. Why not try it?
So try call
us
up.
Yeah.
Why not?
715-424-2600. And just go ahead and a touch or two away if you're using the Civic Media app. We'd love to hear from you. And join our friends at El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Buy local, support local, and enjoy yourself over there, everybody. Thank you to everyone who got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Remember, you can get them to info@WFHR.com or direct message us on our Facebook pages. And, of course, normally call up, and you can try calling up today.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
We need a 1-3. Seth, give me a 1-3.
2.
That gives us that qualifier so we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Destiny Rose.
Happy birthday, Destiny.
Destiny Rose.
That's
what a pretty name.
That's a beautiful name.
Yeah.
Enjoy your day.
She should be a singer.
Definitely. Destiny, we wish you a great day. Mm-hmm. Enjoy. I hope it's a good one for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And speaking of music, we wish a happy birthday to Alex Quinnell.
Happy birthday, Alex.
Happy birthday, Alex.
Alex has been on the air with us before. Him and Ben are in a band together and work a lot. And Alex, a very talented guy. Wishing him a happy birthday.
Absolutely. Very cool.
And a happy birthday to our qualifiers for happy 48th anniversary.
Woo, woo.
Jim and Pam Nguyen.
Oh,
Jim and Pam. Congratulations.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful anniversary.
48 years.
48. Mm. That's awesome.
Fabulous.
Happy anniversary, you too. We wish you a great one. Enjoy your anniversary. And it's a Wednesday. I say celebrate right into the weekend.
Just take off.
Yeah.
Take all the time off you want.
Yes, go for it. We dive into our celebrity list. Novak Djokovic is 37 today. Tennis, one of the best.
He's got to be up there in the conversation, best all time.
Yeah. I believe he is the all time, if not, he's tied for majors, I think, on the men's side.
That's right.
And there are many people, that will say that he's the best. Mm-hmm. I've seen him a lot over the years, and he's very impressive, and he's a very good tennis player. I don't know if you put him up against Sampras, if you put him up against some of the greats, Boris Becker, or some of them, I don't feel like he compares to them. Now, at the same time, he has been in and around it, and he's got the majors to back it up, and he's got all these other things.
He's currently number one, and he's the oldest number one in the history of the ATP rankings.
Wow.
But I got to be honest. I've never seen anything out of him. What has stood out for him to me is, one, that he has the talent's just not there.
Mm-hmm.
The talent when we were kids in tennis and where it is right now is just not the same.
Right.
And not for nothing, but... he can't get out of his own way with a lot of the things that he has done in his life. I don't know. He's a great tennis player and certainly is going to keep going, I suppose.
Yep.
Well, how's it got to feel, though, to be 37 and be like, and you're the oldest?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Though.
Right. Yeah. And isn't that weird?
I think it's got to feel kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like slapping you in your face with your age all the time.
Yeah. In tennis, you might as well be in your 50s if you're in your 30s. And it's such
Especially
a weird sport that way. Let's see. Apollo Ono is 42. Speed skater who won gold medals in both the 2002 and 2006 Olympics.
Speaking of cool names, too, by the way.
Apollo Ono.
Apollo Ono.
And yeah, really. In 2010, he won silver and two bronze and did finish fourth in season of did win the fourth season of Dancing with the Stars.
How about that?
So we got him more gold. More gold. Maggie Q is 45. FBI agent Hannah Wells on Designated Survivor. She's also starred in Nikita and was in the Divergent movies. Good actor.
Yeah.
Good actor. Allison Eastwood is 52. Wow, 52 for Clint's daughter. Man. She's had minor roles in Bronco Billy, Any Which Way You Can, and some others.
She's a director.
Yeah, directed a bit here and there.
Cool.
Naomi Campbell is 54. Ooh, wow.
I like her.
If I got this right, I believe Cindy Crawford really like solidified the name, but Naomi Campbell was considered the first supermodel.
When we started
using that terminology, at least, and everything.
Yep, I remember that.
It might be Cindy Crawford, or at least Cindy Crawford certainly brought it to another level in some ways because of her popularity. But anybody who was alive at the time understands how popular Naomi Campbell was.
Yep.
She may not have been a household name, but her face was a household name.
Yes.
Her face was a household face.
Yes.
She was everywhere.
You would see it everywhere, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Gill is 58, New Edition and solo singer.
Another New Edition guy.
I like Johnny Gill.
Born in May, apparently.
And if you see him today, don't even bother wishing him a happy birthday. It's 65 years old today from Morris Lee. Morris Lee, lead singer of the Smiths, and really one of the architects of emo music and sad lyrics, and always looking sad and being sad, and now he's just the architect of being a jerk.
You heard me by saying that. Did I mention I cried today?
Yes, Morrissey, you mentioned you cried today. Thank you again for letting us know. Did you write some more poetry? That's a bit from MST3.
It is, right. And to be fair, they nailed him way before the rest of us did.
Yes.
Actually a jerk, but yeah.
Nobody gives Mike enough credit for his versatility.
Oh, God, he was so good
on that show. The Smiths, How Soon Is Now, was an amazing song. Still holds up.
I love the Smiths. One of my favorite bands from the 80s.
Love the Smiths. The Smiths. Just would not want to hang out with Morris Lee for one second. No. let's see here. Bernie Taupin is 74.
Wow.
The other half of Everything You Love About Elton John.
That's right. Yeah. The lyricist. Yes, he was.
And that's something Sir Elton would say.
Yep.
There is no Elton without Bernie in many ways.
You're correct. You are correct, sir.
Incredible off.
He never got the same amount of response with other lyricists he worked with. He was always at his best with Bernie. So.
Yeah. They are playwrights together too, right? They wrote a play together, I believe.
Some music. I think they wrote some musical score. Yes,
for the Lion King and some things. I want to say I feel like I remember hearing. I know that he wrote for the movie.
Yep.
But I believe that something along with the play.
I can't remember off the top of my head, but yes.
And some people no longer with us, like Harvey Milk, born in 1930, passed away in 1978. The first openly gay man to be elected to public office.
Mm-hmm.
In 1978, he won a seat on San Francisco's Board of Supervisors. 11 months later, he was murdered by another city supervisor. It's
crazy.
Crazy story. A very, very well done movie.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will tell you that is Sean Penn's premier performance.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's saying something. Sean Penn has a great career and is a very solid actor.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what you think of him or what he has done and off the stage, he is a great actor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great performance. And hard story.
Very hard story. Yeah.
I will say in San Francisco, when I was living out there, and this is a good 10, 15 years ago, but when I was out there, it was before the movie, and there were still posters, there were still things about him around, about Harvey Milk. It was still very noteworthy. He was not lost in history.
No.
And we would have wished a happy birthday to Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, born in this day in 1859, passed away in 1930, author and creator of Sherlock Holmes.
Yes.
It's elementary. I would say probably some of the first stories that I fell in love with when my grandfather gave me, he gave me a handful of books, Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Still blows my mind.
there was a war book that I want to say he gave me about World War II. And the complete collection. Edgar Allan Poe's complete collection.
Ooh.
And the complete collection of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
Yep.
And I'm so excited because my grandfather took these books out of his bookshelf in his master book area. And didn't do that very often. Mm-hmm. And he handed me them. And I thought he was giving them to me. And I just had these books. And he gave them to me. And the next time I saw him, he asked me if I had finished them. I saw him a week later. And so I was trying and trying, and I had a very hard time reading and didn't know I had dyslexia or any of those things. But what I could get into were I liked some of the Poe. I liked I certainly enjoyed Uncle Tom's Cabin, but it was Sherlock that got me. It was his stories that got me. And as a little kid, I imagined myself as Sherlock. I didn't know better. I didn't know that I didn't look like him or blah, 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 or any of that. I just thought he was one of the coolest things I'd ever read. He was cooler than Indiana Jones to me. He was cooler than Han Solo or any of those. Not for nothing, you know, eventually all these years later, getting to play Sherlock was one of the bigger honors I've had, in part because of those ties to my grandfather and some of that. But also, we have Seth.
That's true. Without in a roundabout sort of way,
very roundabout sort of way,
Arthur Conan Doyle was responsible for us meeting each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa. Very roundabout way.
Yes,
that's a flex.
Yeah,
isn't it? Yep. There's that too.
So thank you, Arthur Conan Doyle.
And really, when you think about characters, when you create a character and something that becomes bigger than you, bigger than the stories he's in, all of that. There's not many characters in history that have been around longer or have a bigger shelf life than Sherlock Holmes.
You could have not read one of the stories, seen one of the many shows or movies that he was in. People say Sherlock Holmes, they know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yes.
They have an idea of what he looks like, which is crazy.
How many other books and movies and spinoffs and
Between
Benedict Cumberbatch.
It's between Sherlock Holmes and Dracula, the most represented character in literary history, and if you include movies and radio and books and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's so true.
Yep.
Very, very true. We one more time want to wish happy birthdays and anniversaries to everybody out there. Enjoy your day. Hope it's a great one for you, everyone. And then we got a great idea for you. We even made plans for you. Go ahead and head over to El Cafe. There you go. You got your lunch or lunch covered.
Yeah.
Go ahead and head on over there.
Yeah.
There are 221.
You got until 2.
Yeah. There are 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Head on over there. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Little Bowie to play us in.
Yeah.
Hope y'all are having a good start to your Wednesday out there and everybody is doing well. Hang in there, everyone that isn't. It'll get better.
Yep.
We got some great people out there working really hard in our communities to get all of our power back and check in people and all that. And be sure to be one of those people. Check on your neighbors. Check on your own place and see how things are going. We are hoping to be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing, who join us every Wednesday with a Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Yeah.
We're hoping to get them hear from them today. Looking forward to it if we get to. If not, I already talked to Phil a little bit and told him, we can get him in tomorrow. We'll figure it out. But they are open, as far as I know. Visit them at 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. And be sure to find them on Facebook. It's a great way to get all your printing needs taken care of right here in the Rapids area.
Yes, indeed.
For now, let's go here. Some people get a little crazy with their customizations when ordering delivery, but no one has done anything like this before. This is extreme.
Okay.
Some guy named Greg went viral for placing a very strange order from McDonald's on Saturday through a delivery service. He ordered a triple cheeseburger, but had everything removed. No ketchup, no mustard, pickle, onion, no cheese, no bun, no meat. He says he just wanted to see what happened.
Oh, jeez.
When the driver got to the restaurant, he texted Greg saying, "Cheeseburger with everything removed, including the bun and meat, so you're going to get an empty box. You cool with that?"
Cool with that.
Greg,
I love that.
Greg said, that's a perfect text.
Oh,
that's
wow.
The perfect text. If you're well done to that delivery
Didn't
driver.
Didn't skip a beat. Wow.
I'd actually rather know the delivery driver than this
Me
guy's
too.
Name.
Me too.
So he said, asked him, and Greg said, "Perfect, thank you." And believe it or not, the order was still wrong when Greg opened the bag. Which was sealed for freshness. There was just an empty box in there and a box for a deluxe McCrispy. He said, "I ordered a triple cheeseburger, not a McCrispy." Anyway, Greg got Greg paid $20 for his nothing burger.
Whoa.
Literally a nothing burger.
Yeah. Literally.
But is that, did that include the tip? Did he tip the driver?
I hope so.
He better have.
He better have.
Yeah, the cheeseburger was $5.39, even with everything removed. And, $3 service fee, 42 cent tax, and he tipped the driver $11. Okay.
That good tip, too. Fair. Good for you.
Nice.
The guy gave a two-star review to McDonald's in the app for botching his order, which I don't know if that's cool.
That is not cool.
They played along, man. You could have went with it.
They sent the wrong box.
Still.
Yeah, I suppose.
No, I'm with James on this one. I think that's too much.
That is
too
a bit much.
It's kind of a dumb thing to do.
It really is.
A waste of money.
I mean, I can
think of a billion other things to do with that $20.
Yeah. And I don't know many, man, I have no empathy for people wasting money on any level.
Yeah.
On any level. I don't care how much or how little you have of it in this day and age.
Right.
And let alone flaunting wasting money. That part is getting, yeah.
He could have just done a regular cheeseburger, by the way. He didn't have to do a triple cheeseburger.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
It's not him. Yeah. He's the Danny Wright story of this.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday, we are joined by our great friends from Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in the Wisconsin Rapids area. They bring us our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Phil Hartley on the phone lines with us. Phil, good to hear from you.
Hey, good morning, everyone. How is everybody doing?
Good.
Pretty good.
Phil, how are you and everybody over there at Quality Plus? How did you guys survive the night?
Yeah, at home I lost a few branches, I think, but here we're doing all right.
Good.
I lost power. We live on 3rd Street for a couple hours last night, too, but it came back, so thanks to all the hardworking crews out there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes. Absolutely.
Big shout out to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate them. Phil, I want to remind the audience that not only do we have our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday that Quality Plus joins us with, and of course, our main sponsor for Playmakers every Monday. Be sure to catch us for Playmakers, your live sports call-in show. But of course, you guys have something going on with Wham Incorporated we want to tell everyone about.
Yeah, please keep them coming. We're drawing a monthly. We're going to draw one later this week here, I think the next winner here of the hero contest. Really, we're looking for people to nominate somebody that's done something great in their lives or does something great for the community, and we're going to get them some prizes, some recognition, and some much deserved kudos for living the good life and helping some other people out. So if you have any heroes out there that have done things in your life that makes it a little better place, we'd like to hear them.
I would like to nominate the Civic Media Engineering team.
The whole team.
Yeah.
And Solaris's team. And we got a lot of heroes out there. That's an example of it, everybody. And all you need to do, this doesn't, you don't have to be Shakespeare. You write up a couple lines about this person, what stands out about them. Speak from the heart and the words will come. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and get that written up and get it to Phil or I. You can reach out to Phil and the team over at Quality Plus Printing or Ram. Over on their on Facebook, you can find them there, or you can email us and reach out to us, and we'll get it to Phil and the gang.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, no, we've got several in, but we want more. The more, the merrier. So we can get some of these stories out. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, and honestly, Phil, and we've talked about this a little bit off air, I feel like this is one of those things that's just building, and it takes time to build this stuff, because you are going to get bombarded by names once this gets more and more popular and more people have heard about it. We all know our community and communities that we're connected with, we've got just dozens of people like this out there.
Yes.
And so there's a lot of people, nominations are going to be coming your way, Phil. I have no doubt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep beating the drum because I think it's definitely a cool thing to do, and to let people know that, you know, people notice when they do something great. I think that's a neat thing to do.
I don't mean to. There is no comparing our nonprofits or our events or any of this, but we, when I first really started doing this, we had on the family from the Dove's Nest, and it was before they had the home there and a lot of the things that were set up. And when we were in the early days of talking about it, it was a lot of that. It was a lot of, you know, this just takes time to build. It will get there. They just got done celebrating their 5th anniversary. You know, things just if you have some patience with it, these things build and become oftentimes bigger than we ever thought they could.
Yes, indeed.
So we're looking forward to that happening with this, and certainly looking forward to our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Phil, what do you got for us?
Well, first I wanted to say, if somebody has $20, just buy me a coffee drink and come on over.
Yeah, please.
Well spent.
I forgot my coffee this morning, Phil. I'm with you on that. Yeah.
$20, just bring it on.
Yeah, right. Yeah, for $20, can't you get like a medium coffee nowadays?
Just a medium. Yeah.
If nothing else, I'll take a small. Whatever.
Just coffee.
Hey, so the word of the week. We can have more of that. I'll get back to my segue here. Thaumaturgy. Bonnet.
Mm. Whoa.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Good spelling. This would be a spelling bee word. P-H-A-U-M-A-T-U-R-G-Y. Thaumaturgy. The performance of miracles.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a cool word. Oh, that's cool. Any word that means that, I don't is a cool word. I don't care what it is. That is pretty cool.
Yeah. I saw that one. It caught my eye in a hurry. So, me just getting up in the morning should be a thaumaturgy.
Phil, you'll be happy to hear. I was talking to a listener, and they were commenting on the segment and how much they enjoy this. And they actually were hoping to hear more businesses do things like this with us on the air and interact with us like this. They really like the segment. But one of the things I was telling them that I admire about it is the words you choose before 9 a.m. to make yourself say on the air, Phil. If I'm doing this segment, our word today, dog. Dog, everybody. That's our word. That's
D-A-W-G. Oh, I spelled it wrong.
I admire that, Phil. I appreciate the fun words you choose.
I get right at least a quarter of the time.
That's a good odds. That's a fun one. Phil, we appreciate that. How are things going over at the shop, Phil?
I'll tell you what, we're staying busy. Right now, it's one of our busier times of the year, so we're gearing up. But doing some neat projects this month. The next issue of Artifacts is coming out soon, which the local historical society publishes. If you haven't seen it, it's a great magazine. That Dave, I just lost his name. We call him Uncle Dave. But the town historian puts out on a quarterly basis of the history of this central Wisconsin area, and he digs up some really neat stories of the past and the people that helped found these local towns, municipalities. So we're printing that as we speak, and it's a really, really neat publication. I see it around town when I go out and about. They put them in different offices and different places, but it's a really neat thing to read. I know there's a big story on Julie Bach, former Mayor Bach's wife, in this one, in the history, some of the history that she brought into restoring that house that's right beside St. Mary's.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, neat.
And so lots of great local stories of the past of our community. I always love printing, then I get to read it.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, I've genuinely been very curious about that work, what went on in that house. And I can't wait to read that. Where can you pick that up, Phil?
Yeah, no, it's a neat publication. I get so hyper when I see he's got another one coming.
Do you know where you can pick those up?
Yeah, I mean, come get one from me, but the Selfridge County Museum has them, and they send them, I think you get on a mailing list, and they'll mail one to you. I'm sure it's probably some kind of nominal fee or something that they ask for. But they're just freaking awesome.
They really are. You can find out more going to swch-museum.com, swch-museum.com, otherwise 543rd Street South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. You can also give them a call, 423-1580, 423-1580. Appreciate you also teeing us up there, Phil, so we could shout out the Historical Museum. Any chance we get to do that around here, we'd like to do.
I guess they revitalized the whole place in the last year. I think they have a really neat exhibit on John Muir right now.
They do.
It's a really nice place to go visit. And from what I told, it's been a couple months since I've been in it, but I was talking to a friend the other day, and they said they've really retooled the whole place and it looks super. So, and it's right down the street from my house, so you think I get there more often.
Yeah, I hear you.
A neat thing for our city to have.
Yeah, it's a gem just right there in the middle of town for you to check out. Be sure to enjoy your history, buy local, support local, and continue to do that with our friends at Quality Plus Printing.
Yeah,
we do.
Mm-hmm.
Phil, and the shorters are coming in, so appreciate the efforts that we're talking about, and we're proud to do for some local schools and some local sports teams and. Some shirts and things that we're doing right now for them. So we're ramping that up too for WHAM, and it's slowly but surely growing. So again, with the help of local radio, thaumaturgy on a daily basis.
little miracles.
Little miracles. Nicely done, Phil. Always good talking with you. We'll catch up next Wednesday.
Yeah, thanks, you guys. Take care, all right?
You too. Thank you. One of the best. We appreciate Phil joining us. Mm-hmm. Join our friends over at Quality Plus Printing, 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. They're open right now. You can give them a call if you'd like, 715-423-7440, 423-7440. Be sure to like their Quality Plus Printing Facebook page. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the good things that they are doing over there. Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out right here in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll come back and we'll have some fun on the morning show at WFHR. Mm-hmm. Oh, my day just got better. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. I will never interrupt Marvin Gaye. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's the way you start a segment.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. We will take you to the top of the hour with nothing but fun. We got a good topic to dive into. And in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll have a little bit of entertainment news, some That Ain't Right stories. Also want to get to a couple of fun ones here that we have. The sandwich method we're going to talk about when it comes to dressing.
Okay.
And we're going to talk desserts because the most commonly mispronounced dessert names is coming up. Get into that. But right now, this is kind of interesting. I did not look for this story. It just popped up overnight when I was looking for content for us. What's something you do in a hotel room that you never do at your home?
Ooh.
And I have not stayed in a hotel in over almost 20 years. I've worked at hotels more than I have stayed in one in the last 20 years. But this past weekend, my family and I stayed in a hotel. And it's just weird. yes, we definitely did things that we would not do at the home. So going out on a trip this summer, or maybe you're just maybe going to visit some friends or family or something. Well, a poll found 61% of us will stay in a hotel. Everyone else said Airbnb or with family. Mm-hmm. Someone asked people to name things you do in a hotel room that you would never do at home, and we've got the highlights for you.
Okay.
And these are in no particular order, so I'm just going to start at number one. Wear a robe and slippers. It seems like a wasted opportunity if you don't.
If you're at a place that offers that, yes.
Yeah.
There's just something about it. I'm telling you.
We don't do the robe thing much anymore.
No,
we the robe the sales. If you have stock in robes, it has not gone well. It hasn't aged well. I don't know why. Robes are great.
Robes are awesome.
But I don't know. I couldn't even tell you the last time. Or if I've worn, probably I was a little kid. I probably wore one when I was little. Yes, I did because my papa wore one and I tried to wear
it. Just like him, yeah. It's actually a smoking jacket. No, I'm just kidding. Yes. It looked like a robe.
Yeah. With cable TV, I'm sorry, watch cable TV because so many of us just.
Who has cable at home?
Yeah, yeah. That's a funny one. I hadn't thought of that. And yes, we
flipping
did.
Flipping the channels. Yeah, there you go.
My parents don't have cable, so they don't watch cable.
No,
that's the
no.
only time they probably watch. That's why my dad was flipping out over the Weather Channel.
Now you understand.
I've never seen that man watch the Weather Channel. He was getting all into it. Blast the AC until it's 58 degrees.
Ooh, that's chilly.
That's
why would
chilly.
You do that?
But I know what they're talking about. Because it's like, yeah, you don't have to worry about, you know, ooh, you got to pay the electric bill kind of or the heating bill. It's like, no, let's crank that sucker up. Yeah.
I swear on everything. First thing my dad did. First thing my dad was turn the air on and turn it down. And turn it,
love it.
And just left it on. Left
and then
that thing going.
Immediately crawled under the covers, put on all the socks you brought and a sweater.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
I don't know how they can have it that cold. I don't know how they do it. My parents, like, I don't get it. I don't get it. I'm freezing every time I'm around them. Eat a full dinner in bed.
That's what I was going to say. Eat in bed.
Eat
that
in
is
bed.
Not something
yeah.
I do at home.
You don't, Melissa? Well, I just picture you like all the time.
That's, yeah,
just
that's
hanging out in bed,
I do.
Working in bed. You know, she just hangs out in bed.
I hadn't thought of this. But yeah, you know, because you don't really have a table or anything really to eat in it.
Sometimes I have a desk, but if you're there with more than one person, kind of have to.
We actually had my house. We actually have a tray that has the foldable legs. That you can actually fits right over your legs when you're in bed.
For like the breakfast in bed.
Exactly.
Thing.
Yes.
I got
you a B&B?
Just for Beth.
I got my finger. Oh, nicely done.
She's out of town. I can say that.
Got my finger caught in one of those TV trays. Once I think it's still bent so use a towel as a bath mat.
Wait a minute, I do that at home.
Yeah, I do too.
Why wouldn't you? It's
no, it's
there.
A dirty it's towel.
Yeah.
It's a dirty towel.
Right.
Yeah.
If you don't have a bath mat, sure.
Yeah, exactly.
And they gotta make bath mats better. They got to make them better.
Not sure what we need for
that. We haven't perfected that yet. We haven't. Fill an entire bucket with ice when you only need like 4 ice cubes. Yeah. I'm noticing a lot of waste. A lot of wasting we do.
And that's kind of what I want to push back against a little bit with this list, but I'll let you get to the end.
Oh, jeez.
Really long showers. A lot of people said that they do it for some reason. Yeah. Look at the smoke detector and wonder if there's a hidden camera in there.
What? Huh?
I
guess I've never done that before.
Yeah, no, I got to say I have.
Oh,
I,
no.
I definitely have.
Come on, all those spy movies?
It got in my head. It was like, but I did this when I was working at a hotel. Again.
Are they watching me?
Big Brother's
What's going on? Wash down $16 of cashews with a $12 beer. Yeah.
Yes, the mini bar and the, yep, there you go. Yeah.
But Melissa, I think that you and I are thinking a similar thing here. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, because when somebody walks into a hotel room and does those types of things and says, well, it doesn't matter, I'm not paying for it. I can't help but say, well, actually, yes, you are. There's a finite amount of resources on this planet. Just because we're not immediately paying, you know, our bills this month for this particular excessive use, in one way we are.
Well, all the resources we're getting are from the same source, the planet.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a strong point. And it's something that I really felt a lot when I worked in the industry. And I worked at so many different hotel chains. And every single one of them, the most common thing was the waste and the way people left rooms. And my family and I were not perfect by any means. But just the way that some people just, like, you are not a rock star. Okay, you don't get like
to trash a hotel room just because you can.
You aren't Pete Townsend. You don't get to trash a hotel room just for nothing. Like yes, Melissa, yes.
Jeez. Well, everybody, it is official. James and Melissa are now the head of the No Fun Brigade.
Thank you.
Now,
thank you.
See, I'm not saying that I don't do a little. You know, I might take a longer shower at a hotel room because I have more time.
Yeah, I would do that probably true too.
Melissa, we got titles.
Yeah.
Whoa. I don't know if we should be proud of that, James.
I just got excited about having
it's
a title.
It's not a fun at all. You're no fun.
I just got excited about the title.
No fun.
It sort of is. It's coming up, we'll be talking about researching numbers and discussing. And we'll be having a lot of fun when we come back after our news break on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.